This is the Lightning Strike. Hello, everyone. It is me once again, and it's 10:18 p.m. on the 30th, the 30th of March, and tonight is a good night because it is March 30th. And the playoffs are looming. They're getting pretty close now. And we have 10 games to go. And also, we have 81 points. And we're hanging in there at like the 6th to 8th playoff spot. There's three teams tied. The Devils, Montreal, and the Tampa Bay Lightning. And there's two teams that could possibly catch us. And the Atlanta Thrashers are one that we are playing tonight. And also possibly the Florida Panthers. They're not too far behind. They're only seven behind. But the Thrashers are five behind. And tonight's a huge game because if we win tonight, we put them seven behind, making the playoffs. And if we lose tonight, they're only three behind, and we drop behind everybody else. But anyways, getting on to the game, we're playing Thrashers at home tonight. And I was listening to the radio today in Orlando, but I can pick up the Tampa station a little bit. And they were talking about how, like, the Thrashers are sending all their front office people to the game tonight. And they're all, like, saying how they're going to kick our ass. And their radio station was all talking. But they're not going to do anything. They're going to sit there and they're going to talk. Because, I don't know. I couldn't believe all the shit they were talking. But anyways, we move on to the game. And I know it's been a while, but I'm back again. And I'll try to be a little bit more consistent. I've been a little lazy, and you know how that goes. And also, I ran out of bandwidth on my my host for the podcast. I can't, like, if I get more than, like 40 subscribers, then my bandwidth guy, the guy, he sends me some thing saying I got to pay him more money, which is kind of ridiculous, but it's all right. But on to the game. Like, I'm thinking we got to come into this game huge because we're missing Boyle, Modine, and also Kubina. They're all out on injuries, so we got to bring up three younger guys, which played very well tonight, I got to say, no matter what the outcome is. But the first period, they had a Fenisenkov up on the first line with Richards and St. Louis, and I guess they had LeCavalier, Prosville, and Fedotenko, but I think they mixed the lines a little bit. But anyways, it was about 13 minutes into the first period, and we got a huge goal by Dmitry Fenisenkov, and he got feeded Sidor, like, kind of forechecked. They kept the puck in their zone, and Richards got it behind the net and just feeded Fenisenkov, like, right in front of the net, and he just scored. It was awesome. It's a huge goal for him. So we're winning 1-0. Going to the second period, we get on a power play right away, and on the power play, and who comes around? It's Dmitry Fenisenkov again. And he gets a feed from... this play was good. I remember back, it was kind of like a tic-tac-toe thing. But only assist I got written down is from Ruslan Fedotenko to Dmitry Fenisenkov. That's pretty hard to say 20 times in a row. No. That was kind of silly. But so we're winning 2-0. And then like 37 seconds after that, Tim Taylor, man, he comes around the net and he just, like, he's been trying that play, like, all year. Like, I've seen him try that so many times. And he finally gets one off, like, the back of the mask of the goalie and letting one in. It was great. So we're up 3-0 going into the third, man. And all of a sudden, like, LeCavalier wins a faceoff and Ranger scores. So it's 4-0, man, like, with, like, I don't know, like, 12 minutes left in the third. And they come back, they score off of a face-off, they score again, 4-2, they score again, it's 4-3, man. They pull their goalie and they score, and it was crazy. And it's 4-3, they have their goalie still pulled like a minute to go, and we had three shots on an empty net, and we missed. And DeMaio, I feel so bad for DeMaio because it's his second game back, and he had like a breakaway kind of. And also, he had an empty net shot, and he missed both of them, and I feel so bad for him. But some guys are just not meant to score, man. They're just meant to go out there and play tough. And another thing, I want to give a lot of respect to the line with Dingman and Artukin on, because every time they were out there, they kept the puck in their own end, and they got scoring chances, and they just kind of worked the other team down. And Hartley, he always tries to pull out, like, some crazy goons at the end, man, to try to hurt us. Then he realized he had a chance in the game, and he took him back off the ice. I don't know. I don't like them. I don't like anything about their team, and I think Atlanta sucks, dude. And if they make the playoffs, man, I'll puke. But I think their chances are a lot dimmer tonight because the Lightning just kicked their ass. And that's great. But getting to the rest of the league, everyone we needed to lose tonight actually won, so it was much more important that we won. Montreal won 3-2 against the Capitals. And also, Ottawa wins 4-1 against the Rangers, which doesn't really hurt us that much. The Devils win 3-1 against Buffalo. That was crazy. I was kind of following that game into the third. So basically, we're sitting there pretty much the same place we're at, but we eliminated almost eliminated another team. And the Thrashers are kind of, they're bleak. They're bleak right now because they have 76 points. We have 83 points, and the Panthers have 75, so they're like 8 points out, 7 points out. They would have to win like all of their games, and we'd have to lose, we'd have to go 500, so I don't know. If we can win like one game against the Panthers, and then one other game, I don't know. And Atlanta has a tough schedule the rest of the year. We play them 2 more times, and tonight I just saw the Lightning playing tough, man. They played really good. And I didn't see Atlanta, like, giving us anything other than some freak goals toward the end when we were kind of just letting them come down. I don't know, but I think if it came down to it, man, if we were playing them head-to-head, we'd destroy them. So we got to destroy them again and again and again. But that's it. And I'll see everyone later.
Hallucinate, desegregate. Fate, one world state as human fate, the number